So may this first song of worship here just set the direction for the rest of our time in the presence of the Lord today. Told thy love to me, but I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer. Blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side, consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with the steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. To thy precious bleeding side. So for this next song, we're not even going to have the words up for it. It's probably one you're not familiar with, but maybe have heard once or twice. And so I'm just going to encourage you to really use this time to just sit and dwell with the Lord, a time of prayer, time of listening, just a time of communing with him. to open my eyes every morning. I depend on you, I depend on you. To open my eyes to the things I'm seeing, I need you. I need you. The food for my body, it comes from you alone. You alone. The food for my soul, it comes from thine own throne. I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. So I hold out my hands, and I'm desperately seeking your face. Lord, I'm hungry, I'm starving, I'm thirsting for you. Draw me nearer to your throne of grace. Draw me nearer and nearer and nearer. Draw me nearer to your throne of grace. To open my ears, Lord, to hear your word, and to fuel my faith, I depend on you. To open my mouth and to bring forth praise, how I need you, how I need you. Lord, help me abide. I need you as my guide. I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. So I hold out my hands, and I'm desperately seeking your face. So I hold out my hands, and I'm desperately seeking your face. Lord, I'm hungry, I'm starving, I'm thirsting for you. Draw me nearer. So I hold out my hands, and I'm desperately seeking your face. So I hold out my hands, and I'm desperately seeking your face. Lord, I'm hungry, I'm starving, I'm thirsting for you. Draw me nearer to your throne of grace. Draw me nearer and nearer and nearer. Draw me nearer to your throne of grace. Let me see your face. Let me see your face. My God hears my cries. He opens up my eyes. He restores my soul. does the impossible. My God hears my cries. He opens up my eyes. He restores my soul. Does the impossible. Praise God. Jesus, there is nothing else that we want in this moment other than your presence, to see your face, to hear your voice, Lord, to just dwell here in this moment with you. I'm caught up in your presence. I just wanna sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never wanna leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than anything that you can do. I just want you. I'm sorry when I've just gone through the motions. I'm sorry when I just sang another song. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. I'm sorry when I've come with my agenda. I'm sorry when I forgot that you're enough. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. I'm caught up in your presence. I just wanna sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never wanna leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than anything that you can do. I just want you. Oh Lord, I'm sorry when I've just gone through the motions. I'm sorry when I just sang another song. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you.
I'm sorry when I've come with my agenda. I'm sorry when I forgot that you're enough. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. I just want you, nothing else, Lord. Nothing else, Jesus, nothing else will do. I just want you, nothing else, nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you, nothing else, nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you, Lord, nothing else, nothing else, nothing else will do. I'm caught up in your presence. I just wanna sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never wanna leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than anything that you can do. I just want you.
So I believe we're all hungry for something. We may not all know what it is that we're hungering for. This may sound weird, but I'm reminded of those, whether it's a drink or a pill for appetite suppression that you take before a meal so that you don't eat as much. And I believe that we do that with the Lord, that there's hunger and thirst there, but we suppress the hunger by going to other things, by eating from other things. I'm convicted this morning even of how much there's hunger, and I want to be distracted, so I get my phone and I look at a sports score or a news headline. Sometimes after dinner when you're full, and you know you don't need anything else to eat, you're looking, what is that? I'm missing something. What is that? What is that thing that will take that meal over the edge? It's not more food. It's actually a call and a hunger for God. So what are the things in us? And I believe that this is something that the Lord would be calling us to. What are the things that we suppress hunger for God with? What are the things we run to? What are the things we substitute? They may not even be bad things, but what are the things that we run to that suppress, that limit, that draw down hunger? If we would just take a moment with that, asking the Lord to reveal anything, maybe you already know what it is. And if you are willing to confess that before the Lord. Holy Spirit, bring to mind those things that we turn to instead of Jesus. Bring to mind those things that have a hold on us, that are sapping hunger for God. Jesus, let's see a vision of you this morning that says that all those things are but rubbish in comparison to the surpassing glory of knowing you. Jesus, would you give us a vision of yourself as you truly are, with eyes like blazing fire and hair as white as wool, whose feet are like burning bronze, whose voice is like the mighty rushing waters. The one that when we see you, we fall down as dead before you because of your awe and glory. Would you see, help us to see you as was we were reminded that you hold the keys to death and to Hades, that is what we were saved from, but this is what you have called us into. Would you give us a vision for yourself, of yourself, that makes everything pale in comparison. Jesus, you are good. You are worth it all. You are worthy of it all as we have given you worship and praise day and night. Night and day, may our incense arise to you. Our worship arise to you. When we're tempted to suppress the hunger, may we lean into the hunger and may we not turn to other things. But may we turn to you. Let our incense of worship arise to you. Our prayers rise to you. Recounting the good things that you have done. Meditating on your word. May incense arise. May worship arise. May meditation on your word arise. May prayer arise. Father, would you stir in us? And would you give us grace to say no to those things that suppress hunger and say yes to feeding the hunger. Captivate us, Jesus. Captivate us more with you. And where we are weak, Jesus, would you be strong? And where there is hunger this morning, I would ask that if you are so led, that you would come just to offer yourselves. Paul says to offer our bodies as living sacrifices. Sacrifices were offered and were consumed by fire. Even that you would come to the altar or come to the front if you are able just to say, Lord, here I am. I want your presence. I want your presence. Consume us. Consume us. So as we would continue to worship, if you are led in that way, would you come to offer yourself in that way?
I'm caught up in your prayer.